In The Hague today, Slobodan Milosevic was back in front of the UN War Crimes Tribunal. The court read out new charges against the former Yugoslav president, including a new indictment for crimes committed in Croatia and expanded charges relating to war crimes in Kosovo. Milosevic refused to enter a plea on any count. NPR's Nick Spicer has a report.
Presiding Judge Richard May settled some questions of procedure before launching into the big job of the day.
Let the indictment be read.
The prosecutor of the International Tribunal against Slobodan Milosevic.
It lasted hours. Slobodan Milosevic looked by turns bored and defiant. He took off his jacket. He looked at the ceiling. There were two indictments, an amended one for Kosovo, including command responsibility for sexual crimes. And then came the indictment for crimes committed in Croatia, in places that haunt the history of the past decade, in towns such as Vukovar and Dubrovnik. There were also charges of village massacres in little-known places such as Lovas.
Upon reaching the minefield, the detainees were forced to enter the minefield and sweep their feet in front of them to clear them field of mines. At least one mine exploded and the Serb forces opened fire on the detainees. 21 detainees were killed, either through mine explosions or gunfire.
The charges went from murder to torture to the forced displacement of people, 750,000 in Kosovo and about 250,000 in Croatia. Judge May wanted Milosevic to enter pleas count for count on crimes against humanity, on violations of the laws of war, of the Geneva Conventions.
How do you plead to that, guilty or not guilty?
This indictment is the second act of the crime committed against my people because the victim is proclaimed as the culprit to protect the real culprits for the crimes against Yugoslavia.
Milosevic, speaking through an interpreter, insisted that his remarks must not be taken as legal motions to be used in proceedings. But the court has appointed three respected lawyers from Serbia, the Netherlands, and Britain to do just that. They are called amici curiae, or friends of the court. They asked for Milosevic's outburst to be taken as a plea of not guilty. Stephen Kay is one of them.
It's quite clear from the points raised by the accused in his correspondence and various documents that he has asserted that this tribunal is incapable of giving a fair trial.
Kay and the two other friends of the court have added much legal scholarship to Milosevic's past arguments about what he calls his illegal transfer and violation of sovereign immunity. But Milosevic says the friends of the court don't speak on his behalf. One of his legal advisors, Dragoslav Ogjanovic, says the three are making it harder for Milosevic to defend himself. He also says Judge May is preventing the accused from making the defense he wants when he cuts short his harangues by switching off his microphone.
And he was able to say only guilty or not guilty, but it is not enough. And he will certainly try to express himself in this trial sooner or later when he's going to be allowed about it.
Milosevic will have other opportunities. Next month there will be a new indictment for Bosnia, including the most serious charge of all, for genocide. Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.